The Bnei Yitzchak in the Sefer Agri Dekala asks, the pasuk says, "Adam ki yakriv mikhem kamen laHashem and abehema." And he asks, "Why does the pasuk have to say the word mikhem?" The pasuk should say, "Adam ki yakriv kamen laHashem." What is the lesson of the word mikhem? So he says that if a person does an avera, nefesh hachatas, a person who does avera's tumas deserves not to survive. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite kindness, tells us that we could bring an animal and do smicha, put our hands on top of the animal. And the halach is that when smicha is conducted, it must be done b'kol koichai, with all of our energy. What we're saying by doing the smicha is that we're giving ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize what is happening to this animal really should be happening to us. And we're giving ourselves over, all of ourselves, over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, that causes that he should regret for any averus that he did. That causes him that he should do a tshuva. And what happens when a person brings a carbon, it's not the animal that he's bringing. It's bringing himself. Adam ki akriv michem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need animals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us. And Adam ki yakriv mikem, if we bring ourselves closer, Karban Hashem, if we bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us by bringing in a carbon. We also know that the pasuk begins, V'yikra Moshe, and the letter Aleph is in that word V'yikra is a small Aleph. And many Mefarshim attempt to explain what is the lesson of the small Aleph. And the Sefer Ginza Yisrael from the Chartkov Rebbe explains, as we just said, when a person does an Aveira and he brings a carbon, is the point of the carbon is the carbon is supposed to energize us to do tshuva. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishbara. The main purpose of the carbon is that we should do tshuva. And therefore, when the person realizes what's going to happen to this animal that's being brought a carbon, he recognizes that this is perhaps what should have happened to him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite rachmanis, instead of making us suffer for the avers that we've done, tells us to bring a carbon. And by being a carbon, we become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for our avarice. And that's how he explains, going back to the beginning of the Torah and Parshas Bereishis, the episode with Cain and Hevel, where the Pasuk says that to Milchus Cain, the gift that Cain brought, Loisha, did not accept it. Vel Hevel u'menchasa, to the gift that Hevel brought, Shoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference? Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu not prepared to accept what Cain brought and what he was able to accept what Hevel brought? Cain brought from the produce that grew from the ground. And what he thought was that he's giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our gifts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need a gift from you. And therefore the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no purpose, no need. But Hevel brought an animal for a carbon. Because Hevel recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a gift. It's not a gift that we're bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, what we're bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is understanding who he is, understanding what we are, understanding what should be happening to us, understanding that we need to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you recognized what I need and what I expect and what I want. And therefore, Vel Hevel El Menchas Hashar. And that's why he goes on to explain that the Torah HaKadosh, even though as we're explaining now, the way to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with bringing a carbon. with recognizing that what's happening to the animal ought to happen to us. The pasuk says that the poor person doesn't have to bring an animal. The poor person could bring a carbon mincha, oil and flour, and with that he has the kapara. Why? If we're learning that bringing an animal is what is essential to affect what a carbon is going to affect, why does the poor person not have to bring it? Yes, unfortunately, he's poor. Yes, unfortunately, it may be difficult for him to be able to spend the resources on buying an animal, but how does what the carbon is supposed to accomplish not get accomplished if he didn't bring an animal? So he explains that what we're learning here is that the purpose of the carbon, as we quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, is Zivchei Elokim Ruach Nishbara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see that we become humble in front of him from recognizing what we have and haven't done. So explains the Chart of the Rebbe. A poor person already begins in a weaker spot. A poor person already begins in a more modest spot. So for a person who's wealthy, in order for him to get to the proper frame of mind in recognizing what he needs to do in terms of doing tshuva, it only gets done with him bringing an animal. However, a poor person doesn't need that. A poor person who's already almost there because of, unfortunately, his situation, he could bring a carbon mincha. And we combine his current state of mind together with his bringing a carbon mincha, and that accomplishes what accomplishes. So, and that's why the Gemara Masechta Menachos says, "Kala Isaac b'tayrus chatos kihilu hikriv karmen chatos." If somebody learns the parasha of karmen chatos, it's as if he brought a karmen chatos. And of course, the question is, if we're learning that you have to bring an animal to accomplish what the carbon needs to accomplish, and even a poor person can only get to that state with bringing a carbon mincha, how could it be accomplished just with learning a sefer? Just opening up and learning about the Torah's chatos, and it's considered like you brought a carbon chatos. So he quotes the Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara Pei Tes says, Golosh Nemer B'Moshe V'Aaron Mimash Nemer Avram Avinu. When the Torah describes the modesty of Moshe V'Aaron, it's more significant than when it describes the modesty of Avram Avinu. By Avram Avinu it says, V'noichi ofer ve'efer. By Moshe V'Aaron it says, V'nachnu ma. Meaning, that Avram Avinu considered it as if he has some level of existence. A very low level, anachni ofer ve'efer. But ofer ve'efer, sand, dust, and ashes do have some sort of substance. Moshe V'Aaron said, V'nachnu ma. We're nothing. What does that mean? Does that mean that truly Moshe V'Aaron were greater, more humble than Avram Avinu? The answer is, Avram lived in a world of before Kabbalah Satayra. When somebody lives in a world without Torah, there's only to a certain level of modesty that he could reach. Anoichi ofer ve'efer. But Moshe V'Aaron lived in a time after Kabbalah Satayra. Once a person lives in a world of Kabbalah Satayra, when he recognizes through Limud HaTorah that how insignificant we are versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us this incredible Torah, he could say, V'nachnu ma, that we're nothing. And that's what the pasuk says, Adam ki yakir michem karbon. Adam is b'gematria ma. The gematria of the word Adam and the gematria of ma is the same. And the pasuk says that when a person lives in a time, Baruch Hashem, of a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash, he could come to that recognition, he could come to that Ruach Nishbara through bringing a carbon. But there's going to be a time where we don't live in a world of a Beis HaMikdash, where we don't live in a world of a Mishkan. And how are we going to achieve the recognition of Lev Nishbar V'Nitka Elokim Leisivza, that we need to be a Lev Nishbar to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We don't have the karma to teach us that lesson. Teaches us the Gemara. Kol Oisik B'Torah Schatas Ki L'Kirk Schatas. If you learn Torah, and Torah puts into you that modesty, and that's why this Parsha, the Parsha of Vayikra, Seyde Vayikra, that is about the Kabbonis, begins with the small Aleph. When the person, the Aleph, the Adam, recognizes how insignificant he is, then he is the person of Adam Ki Yakrev Mem Karbon. That a person brings the carbon, whether he could bring the actual carbon or whether he comes to the proper state of mind by bringing the carbon, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you've come to that point of Lev Nishbar V'Netka, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to you, I will, Rak of Yisrael, Ritzonai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our kabbonis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tshuva, and we're able to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again.